96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Friday's Newsmaker is brought to you by the Olpe Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs. 620-475-3386.
The Olpe Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Olpe, Kansas.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Friday morning, the 16th of December, 25 degrees, a wind chill of 13, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by President and CEO of the Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce, Janine McKenna. Janine, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great on this wonderful Friday morning.
Well, thanks for joining us here today. We were basically, Janine is kind of batting in here for Sherry Harrison, who is typically the Ignite Emporia director, but she's under the weather here today. But we wanted to get an update on Ignite Emporia. We had RDA President Chuck Scott giving an RDA update a couple of weeks back. So we felt with a lot of different things that are circulating around Ignite Emporia's work, this would be as good a time as any to talk about what's taking place. And I guess, Janine, it's been a very productive and busy year here for Ignite Emporia.
It really has, and I appreciate you guys reaching out to get an update. Ignite Emporia, this is our third year. We are focusing on workforce development, housing, community development, and a little bit of business retention. And child care is added on top of that this year as well, and we've been busy working in all of those areas.
Yeah, this started as a major component of part of the Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce, a five-year strategic initiative designed to, as Janine mentioned, grow the town, create jobs, retain and expand current business and industries, and ensure the readiness of the workforce. So I know housing development has been a key with, not too long ago you had the housing study done, and that's no small chore to be able to get that. I know that was an important piece of the puzzle here, wasn't it?
It really was, and that was funded by Simmons Pet Foods. That was really early on one of the very first things we did. They said, we need housing. Many businesses said, we can grow our business. We have the capacity to grow and be stronger, and Simmons has shown that over the past couple of years with their expansions. But we need you to sell the community, and we also need the housing for the employees that we will be recruiting to the community. And so housing has been a major component that we've been working on.
Well, these component parts we talked about, Janine, are all at the forefront. Workforce is at the tip of everybody's tongue here locally. You're hard-pressed to go into a business and talk to a manager or business owner that has not or is not still dealing with workforce issues. Is that what you're seeing and hearing, Janine?
Most definitely, everybody is facing it. You've reported it on the news. When we go out and we talk to businesses, it is definitely an issue that they are facing. It doesn't matter what size of business you are. It doesn't matter what type of business you are. You're facing some workforce challenges. I think Chuck probably talked about the participation rate a few weeks back when the RDA was on. And, we're at full employment. We need to recruit people. And we need to let the youth moving up, getting ready to graduate high school, to graduate college, to know of the opportunities that are available here in the Emporia area. And there are some wonderful opportunities. And that's really where our focus has been in the workforce development.
Janine, when we shift over to child care, obviously we had the significant announcement by Simmons here earlier this week that it was withdrawing from the Maynard Early Childhood Center. But Ignite Emporia, the way it sounds, has been working on in a couple of different fronts on that. And I really wanted to touch base on apparently a child care summit that was held earlier this week by the Manhattan Emporia Topeka Lawrence Coalition.
Yes, our Metal Coalition this week. As a part of our legislative agenda going into this next legislative session, child care is front and center. Once again, this is not just an Emporia issue. It is just not a regional or a state issue. It is a nationwide issue, child care. There has always been some concerns there with child care, but COVID really brought it to the forefront. And as a metal coalition, Manhattan, Emporia, Topeka, and Lawrence, we are trying to face that. So this week, we had a child care summit in Topeka where we invited our elected officials from all of our districts. So that's around 35 elected officials. And we had a wonderful turnout. We had a full room where we had two speakers, one from Child Care Aware, who brings great statistics of what is happening in child care, what are the needs in our region, and then also the Kansas Children's Cabinet, Melissa Rooker, who was an elected official at one time, is now in charge of the Kansas Children's Cabinet, spoke, and they have done strategic planning on how to address health care issues in the state of Kansas. It was a great summit, and really our message to the elected officials is METAL is together as a partnership because we believe we are stronger together. But as we sit around and look at the room of elected officials, private companies and individuals, our chambers of commerce, we are all in this together, and by all of us working together, we are stronger together as well. And so let's tackle this issue together to meet the needs of all of our communities. And I think it was very well received.
One question that does come up here before we switch gears here, Janine, is kind of how long is it possibly going to take to go from the discussion phase to action phase? And that's, you know, there's always that question. It's kind of when do we jump?
You know, I think we're going to see, as we teach in Leadership Emporia Academy, we want to move the needle. I don't think we're going to see a big leap and jump. I think you're going to see small increments that happen along the way. You will see things happening in the community. We are looking at having another summit. We had one back in June here locally. We are looking to reorganize the 1st of February to hold another one here and pulling together our partners here in the community. And I think we will see small increments along the way of progress. And it's going to be one of those times when you sit back and look back and you're going to say, wow, we've accomplished a lot. We've done a lot. But they will be small increments along the way.
Janine McKenna, Chamber of Commerce President and CEO, joining us here on KVOE's Morning Show as we continue our Newsmaker segment here today. Let's talk about the partnership, I guess the Community Internship Consortium and the partnership with the Emporia mm-hmm. State School of Business.
We're thrilled to be a partner with the School of Business. This is something that they brought to us and said, you know, we have some funds that we can help pay for internships for students in the School of Business, and asked us to partner with them. And so that's what we're doing. We're going out, we're helping recruit businesses that are looking. Once again, they need a workforce. What a great opportunity to get a student intern into their office to help them to do some projects. And if the student is graduating, what a great connection they've made for a potential employee in the future. What this consortium does is it is a paid internship with a minimum of $10. With that, the business will pay $5 an hour. ESU School of Business will pay the other $5 per hour. Now, they can pay that intern more. The business would just cover whatever that gap is. It is for 150 hours, and this is for the upcoming spring semester, but this internship program will also be available during the summer, which we think will be very active in the summer, and again next fall. And this is all thanks to Nick and Jan Laurent, who have provided those funds for this program, and we're excited to be a part of it. We already have two that have signed up and ready to go. We can have up to 14, and we have two or three that are in the works right now that we're trying to finalize within this next week here really quick, because the students will be going home. It'll probably die down a little bit until they come back in January then, that we hope to get all 14 slots filled.
Janine McKenna, Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce, speaking to Ignite Emporia here this morning. One of many of the items on Janine's plates, but Ignite Emporia, 2019, I think, is when Ignite
Correct.
Emporia launched. And people have asked, well, where does this money come from? Well, this was money that was raised by what stakeholders, Janine, and you raised a substantial amount of money to get this thing launched.
We did. We raised about $1.3 million. By the business community. There have been some matches and partnerships from local government as well, but our largest contributors 73 of them are private investors that have invested in us. That's what we did. We went out and we asked, what is it that the chamber needs to be doing to help your business grow? And they said, we need workers. And this is long before the pandemic. We can sell our jobs, we can sell our business, but we need you to help us find the workers and sell the community. They said, we need housing. We need a place for them to live. Once again, we know we can go to the RDA, we know we can go to Emporia Main Street, but sometimes some of the middle-sized businesses have said, we're not sure who we need to go through for help and assistance. So business retention, we're there to help answer questions on different avenues a business can go when they're looking to grow. And then finally, a little bit of community development, where there's a trailing spouse that is maybe coming with a new employee. There is marketing of the community. We're getting ready to launch an Emporia Starts Here website that will be a one-stop. So when somebody's recruiting, they can direct them to this website. They can go in and take a look at all the jobs, the different businesses that we have here in the community. That's where the trailing spouse program will be. They can learn about healthcare. They can learn about education. They can get just a good grasp of the feel and the culture of our community. And we're hoping to have that launched by the first of next year.
So what have you heard from your stakeholders? Has it been positive for the most part, Janine?
You know, it has been. It's been a tough 2 years. Some of our programming really was put on hold because of COVID. Mm-hmm. We really did have to shift and pivot where we were taking a look at what programs are available. Once again, that business retention to help them through the pandemic. And now this year has really been shifting back to some of those focuses of working, you know, with our schools, getting the students connected to what careers and opportunities are available here. We went to Hutchison this past November to a career expo that was held for all high school students across the state of Kansas. There were around 5,700 students that went through that we were able to showcase Emporia. We had, with partnerships between Flint Hills Technical College, Emporia State University, area businesses like Newman Regional Health, Holman Distribution, VecTech, Michelin, and others. We had around over 20 booths there. So Emporia really made an impact on these high school students that there are opportunities here in our community. And we're looking at doing that in Emporia this coming spring. So those things that we couldn't do for the past 2 years, we're ramping up and being able to do now. And so I think we're really making some leaps and strides this year with Ignite Emporia.
Outstanding. Janine, thanks so much for joining us. Have a happy holiday period. Merry Christmas. And we'll be talking with you fairly soon.
Thank you, you guys. We truly appreciate it. Appreciate this opportunity to showcase all Ignite's doing. And you guys are one of those major partners, and we truly appreciate all you do. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Thanks, Janine. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Janine McKenna, President and CEO of the Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce, talking about Ignite Emporia here this morning on our Primetime Newsmaker.
All right. Most of our newsmaker slots are still open here for next week. The rest of the schedule is starting to fill in. So if you want your event or activity highlighted, reach out to us here today at 620-342-1400. We can tell you that Tuesday's newsmaker will be SOS Director Connie Cahoon. A late update on the Carrie's Christmas for Kids fundraiser, and also to